Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Welcome back to Business Resolutions with my guest, Miguel Portilla. And we have a few minutes left, and there's so much I wanted to cover. We got so involved with Pedro Tolero and some of your ideas, but I'm going to quickly summarize a little bit how you've got to where you are, and you correct me if I'm wrong. This is going to be a little bit of a change of pace. You know, basically, you went into a security company with Rick Newman, and there someone, Kodak, took you out and gave you a full-time job as a security guard to protect their CEO. And you spent 7 days, 24 hours with this person with Kodak. And from there, you moved, you decided not other people wanted that you'd get involved, and you started your own company. What was called
Corporation 3. Yes, Corporation 3, we started three partners. Because at the time that I was giving the service to Kodak, to the CEO, so I have the Corporation 3 running, using the same contacts or the contacts that I made working with Mr. Sip Stepness, with him. And then
that arose incidentally from a labor strife and needed protection, etc. And so from Corporation 3 with these three partners, how did you then get to Capital
Security? Then when I finished my contract, I get into Corporation 3, and in the next 2 years, I bought the part of my two other partners.
You bought them out, okay.
Bought them out. I keep working Corporation 3, and the same clients of Corporation 3 was asking me to get into the uniform guard service.
Okay.
So I start a Capital Security, and we start with four guards.
Okay, so you incorporated all of the Corporation 3 matters of helping people and all particular stuff to then get into the armed services and all. So so there you are with your job, which you're doing really well, with 2,000 employees, with the virtual center and giving all the things, both the private and in terms of handling detective work and protecting individuals, etc. Now, where do you see you and Capital going, you know, towards the future? Which is always a question I like to, and I think it's a question my listeners always should be asking themselves, and I think they're always interested in seeing how other people approach their future.
Well, let me tell you this. I have two sons. Miguel Portilla, which is an attorney, and he is working with me the last 5 years. He's the human resource department. He runs the human resource. And I have a girl, Kayla Portilla, which she has been working with me the last 5 years too. She's in accounting. So what I would like to see is I would like to move probably to her more Puerto Rico in one of these position with the government, and I would like maybe my sons to keep doing whatever Capital have been doing for the last 15 years.
When you say help the government as a volunteer,
let me tell you, Puerto Rico need everybody to be helping to fight the crime.
Some of my comments, and my guests will probably know this, you know, less talk and more action, you know. More involvement. We have to get involved.
I don't know if you knew, I used to have a radio program that called Línea Directa Contra el Crimen, that was helping the police to clarify crimes. And so I like to help from any kind of position to fight the crime. I think that we need everybody to get in board. We need all the eyes, 3 million or 6 million of eyes, seeing around and calling the police, giving the police the opportunity to help them and to clarify all this kind of crime. So I would like, I don't know when will happen, but probably I would like to help the whatever government is in time to.
Okay, you've done it before, and you're ready and able and desirous of doing it again. And given your experience, and from very young, you've taken from handling the security for your school parties to now one of the major companies in the
security
business.
I have been working the biggest problems here in Puerto Rico. I have been providing the security to everybody. So
and it sounds in terms of the capital security, it sounds like the transition is going to be to your children. They're in the 30s.
They're in the 30s, more.
So it's going to, you know, it's got your, and you're about what,
57.
You look 52. You always want to go lower when you ask somebody, but you're 57. So you're, you know, it sounds like you're they're interested in the business, and you're in transitioning to them over the next five, 10 years.
Besides that, I have an organization. That I have an administration, an administrator, I have an accountant, I have an in-house attorney, so, you know, it would be more easy than when I start.
It'll be easier each year. Well, Miguel, we've come to the time period that we have for business resolutions. I want to appreciate very much your joining me in this dialogue on how you developed your company and how you see crime prevention here in Puerto Rico. Of course, you know, congratulate you for what you've achieved and wish you the best of luck. And we'll have you again in the program and maybe some other programs with Radio Oso, because I think you have a lot to offer.
Thanks to you for the opportunity, and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year for everybody.
By the time they hear this, it'll probably already have happened, the New Year's and all. But yes, especially the New Year, best of health for you. Take care.
Thank you.